When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Willoughby!
Willoughby! This one! Okay, so welcome. Hello, everyone. This is Strange Bedfellows. It is an Andrew Davies
fan cast.
We just do the movies of... And that's
Andrew
the,
Davies.
Yeah. That's the block we're doing
yeah.
right now. It was Jane Austen. Now it's just Andrew Davies. Because we've kind of haphazardly...
We've stumbled into
tumbled into one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did it again. It's kind of... It was bold. Andrew Davies... I mean, this guy... The ego on this fucking guy. He presumably saw Ang Lee's Sense and Sensibility, which is literally perfect, and was like, I can do this better.
What year did Ang Lee's Sense and Sensibility come
out? It was in the 90s, and this was 2008. But
I think it was like 98, so he was like, it's been 10 years since anyone took a real good swing at it.
But... Hey, guess what? It doesn't, you know, like, it makes sense. It's like, oh, we'll modernize it. But they're all still dressed like they're from the fucking early 19th
what do you
century.
Mean modernize it. It takes place in 18 whatever.
So it does. It looks the same. Was it good? Yeah, it was good.
I've got, listen to this. God, you're right. Listen, I've got the, I have the IMDb page open, and it just is cycling through the trailer over and over again.
Yeah, that's fun.
And I saw, as you were saying all of that, in the background for the trailer for this movie, it says, from the writer of, what, let me get the exact phrase.
Yeah.
The hubris on this guy. From Andrew Davies, writer of Pride and Prejudice.
This guy, man, the fucking ego on this man, insane. Insane. Somebody has to stop him.
Wow, so maybe this isn't like an Andrew Davies fan cast. It's like an Andrew Davies like
takedown, long
true
overdue.
Crime like expose.
We gotta track this guy through all of his fucking movies, hunt him down, and bring him to justice.
Yeah.
God. But I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. And I thought honestly the actresses were really good. And
they're
I honestly
great.
Thought the like modernization was really strong.
Yeah. Crushed it.
Felt fresh. It felt like, I don't know, I really liked it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Should we get into it?
What, the M elimination?
It sounds like you're... Well, should we check the archives? Strange Bedfellows.
Well, I can
we've
tell
definitely
you.
Done the
we've done the Ang
Lee one. Have we done any others?
No. So, ready?
Welcome to M Elimination
Dashwood
Edition.
Oh, okay. I thought we would have to come up with our own, like a new one for Sense and Sensibility.
I'm open to it, but like, I'm also happy with M Elimination Dashwood Edition. It's like a Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, you know? That's like iconic.
That's how about like M Elimination, I'm gonna beat you Sense.
Oh,
sense.
I guess sense and sensibility list. I get where you're trying to go with this.
I like elimination being sort of the WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's what it's called. M Elimination is the overall title. And then we just need like what comes after the colon.
So this is like M Elimination II. And then
II,
like
M Elimination 2. Yeah, colon.
Sins.
Ugh, God, we're so close.
Dashwood is pretty good.
Dashwood or like Smashwood, you know?
Ooh,
like,
yeah, Smashwood.
The Dashwood
Eleanor Smashwood.
Eleanor Smashwood. Well, that's we're kind of treading, unfortunately. I did do, just because in case you want it, but we don't have to, I did do Dirty Sense and Sensibility names in case you want one, and that's kind of treading on that.
We can't get in there yet.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to get stuck in there. I do want to get stuck in there, just yeah. not yet. Because we do okay. have to first land on the name of M Elimination II.
The Dashwood Smash.
Ooh, the Dashwood Smash is pretty good.
The Dashwood Smash good?
Ooh, the Dashwood Smash good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like it.
Okay.
It's M Elimination 2, Dashwood Smash good.
Yeah.
Who's the best?
This one's brought to you by BBC and the king of romance
yeah.
adaptations.
Andrew Davies. Yeah, and he's going up against my king. Ang Lee. And so for Rules of M Elimination,
it's
folks.
It's directed by someone called John Alexander.
What is? This one?
The 2008 TV series. Oh, Sense okay. Sensibility.
Got it. I thought Andrew Davies
it
just
was
like,
written by
put
Andrew
his name
Davies.
All over it.
That's for the Davies heads like us.
Yeah.
We see that and we're like, oh, that's like a, it's like a Newbery Award, you know?
The Rules of M Elimination are simple. Two Emmas enter, one Emma leaves. In this case, the Emma is three Dashwoods.
What?
What do you mean? What was unclear about that?
What we're making the Dashwood mom and sisters fight in this one? I thought no. we made the movies fight.
Yeah, we're making the three Dashwoods. Which is the best Dashwood?
Oh, I see. Between the two.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. Ooh. Yeah. So let's do, well, we're going to have to come up with like a new fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
That's like about like which one, and a new Fred, marry, will.
Yeah.
That's about like which one.
Which Dashwood. Well, can we just do Fred, marry, will for the nonce?
I think Fred, marry, will is, you know what? It's like we already have the branding.
We have the branding for Fred, marry, will.
Trademark.
Yeah.
And all the merch.
For folks who aren't familiar with Middlemarch, what happened? You were supposed to read it.
Yeah.
And for folks who did read it, like well-behaved readers of Middlemarch, just to refresh your memory, when you Fred someone
named after Fred Vincey,
yeah, you marry them.
It's where you sort of like pine after them and like marry them and reshape your life to yeah. suit their needs.
When you marry someone, this is yeah. named after Mary Garth, and what Mary Garth does is she just like, she rejects you until you
get your
you
shit together.
Become a better person.
Get your act together. Yeah. Clean
and then if you
up.
Will someone, you neg them so hard that you have to move to the continent.
Yeah.
And then like swoon and like eventually. Pine away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Fred, Mary, Will, Dashwood edition. M Elimination 2.
Dashwood's smash good.
Dashwood smash good. So let's say, I think this is easy, right? You want to, and I think we probably can't include Margaret Dashwood because she's like six. So maybe we could do Mommy
Dashwood.
Oh,
I was thinking it was Lady Dashwood.
Yeah, Lady Dashwood.
What's her name? Mary?
Is it Mary Dashwood? That's going to get confusing.
Eleanor Dashwood and Marianne Dashwood.
Oh, God, that's so confusing. Okay.
Yeah, well, I didn't name the fucking thing.
Are you sure it's Mary?
When Henry Dashwood died, he leaves his hat tip Wikipedia. When Henry Dashwood died, he leaves his entire fortune and his home, Norland Park, to his son John. John promises that he will provide for his stepmother, Mary Dashwood,
okay.
and half sisters, Eleanor, Marianne, and Margaret.
All right, I'll allow it. Okay, so I think we're going to be aligned on this. I think we want to Fred Eleanor.
I want to back up a second, because in my mind, this was a segment that belonged under M Elimination.
Yeah.
But I want to somehow capture both movies.
Both sets of Dashwoods.
Both Eleanors.
Okay. Wow.
So we actually have a pool of, I think, six. To choose from.
Okay.
And okay, so I guess we'll need to expand Fred, Mary, Will.
Yeah. This is going to be controversial.
Oh, which maybe we so could do with Sense and Sensibility characters.
But there's no question. I'm going to Fred Eleanor 2008.
Wow. Interesting. Let me think about this.
Sorry, Emma Thompson.
And honestly, like it washed over myself. Me in such an interesting way.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no, Emma Thompson is the, surely it's her. But no, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And it sort of like fucks me up to think
about
it.
Yeah, it fucks me up. So I want to Fred Eleanor 2008.
Eleanor 2008 is played by Hattie Morahan.
Yeah, they chose some. Andrew Davies just I guess asked his friends to be in this one.
Well, except for Iron Man's dad and.
Oh, is Iron Man's dad in it?
Yeah, he was Willoughby.
Oh, okay. Willoughby!
Oh, should we do Dramatis Personae? We're here? I guess this is kind of Dramatis Personae.
I just feel like we're so deep in seven different segments right now. It's really kind of baking my noodle.
Yeah, it's kind of a hellscape.
Yeah. Fred.
Matthew Crawley from.
I'd love
Downton Abbey is in it.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He played the other guy.
Yeah.
Edward Ferris.
Perfect. I want a Marianne Ang Lee.
Ang Lee's Marianne.
Yeah, that's perfect. Like, Will fodder there is Ang Lee's Marianne. You know, you kind of pine away, you neg her, you write some poems about her.
Who played the mom in Ang Lee's? Who played Mary?
I don't know.
I'm not sure it was a notable role.
Oh, wait, but that means I can marry...
Gemma Jones.
Yeah, so I can marry Marianne 2008. And there we're good. Then I don't have to... no offense to Mary Dashwood.
The moms.
Yeah.
You're cutting both of them loose.
I'm cutting them both loose.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone I disagree with. I think I'm in total agreement.
Yeah. We're aligned.
On all of those. And then there's one who's getting cut, which I guess is, unfortunately, it's Dame Emma Thompson.
Okay, yeah. But
neither of us chose her for either.
I don't think that's helped us.
Kind of sent out to pasture with the two Mary.
I don't think that's helped us because in the M elimination, obviously, Andrew Davies, get out of here. You're done. I mean, this movie ruled, but it's nothing can hold a candle to Ang Lee's sense of sensibility.
Oh, I know. Well,
which
I don't
is a
know.
Perfect film.
I don't know. I don't know. I just want to do due diligence.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, totally. And we thought this would help us, but it hasn't.
Here's something else that happened.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Ang Lee tried to do it in whatever, 140 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Andrew Davies is like, no, give me space.
It's two episodes.
Three episodes. It was three hours.
Yeah.
It was pretty pretty hefty. And he really used it, you know? You really got to know a lot of these characters, their angst. You really got to, I don't know, the Willoughby thing and the Colonel Brandon.
Willoughby
thing
is somehow meaner in this one.
Kate fell apart so quickly in this one.
They have a duel.
Andrew Davies' adaptations are I think kind of hateful.
Yeah.
I felt the same way after Middlemarch. It was just it just made me feel bad about
mad
the characters, you know?
Yeah. Well, I felt bad about Willoughby. Willoughby was a real piece of work this
That's
time.
Iron Man's dad.
That's Iron Man's dad. Wow. did you get my ChatGPT link that I sent you?
Oh, I opened it. I was caring for my son at the time. I opened it and tried my best to process it.
I just think it's a useful thought technology. It was a good question to ask ChatGPT.
I was like, oh, Alexa, will you please play Wu-Tang's Killer Bees? And then it was I can't have this on in front of my son.
But yeah, for folks at home, I asked ChatGPT just because I was too lazy to do it myself. Can you find me every reference to Killer Bees in a Wu-Tang song and replace it with Willoughbees?
Yeah.
And it was pretty game.
She did it.
Wu-Tang Clan Ain't Nothing to Expletive Wit by Wu-Tang Clan. Original lyric, swarm to the hive as the killer bees strike. Modified lyric, swarm to the hive as the Willoughbees strike.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Protect Your Neck, The Jump Off by Wu-Tang Clan. Original lyric, Murda, it's the killer bees, we on the swarm. Modified lyric, Murda, it's the Willoughbees, we on the swarm.
How about swarm to your wives as the Willoughbees strike?
Hell yeah, that's pretty good. That's great.
That's what Colonel
swarm
Brandon
to your
does
wives? And you know what? It left off. The thing I was thinking of, the obvious reference I was thinking of that I guess it just didn't include is my people's Are You With Me Where You At? In the front, in the back, Willoughby's on attack.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's I'm feeling a revenue stream here.
Yeah,
you know?
There's really something there.
Yeah.
Do you want to? We got a lot of work to do.
A lot of work.
Do you want to have your Dirty Sense and Sensibility name?
Oh, please. Yeah, I feel like that would be appropriate because I can just go by that for the rest of the episode, I think.
Do you want to just like pick a number between 1 and 5 this time? Or do you want me to like get, because I've written like 5 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. Normally I can get about 5 of these.
I want to do it sort of like a video game style. Where okay. This is sort of, here, let's do dad talk real quick. Okay. Lately when we play cars, instead of playing cars, we're playing video games cars.
Okay.
So like I won't let him play video games all the time. So sometimes we have to switch from playing video games to, which is almost all racing games.
Yeah.
To playing just normal cars. And when we go to switch to normal cars, we'll be playing video games.
That was really like, tough for me to understand.
Yeah, let me see if I can like pare that down a little bit.
That was a tough one.
My son and I are playing video games.
Yes.
We often play racing video games.
Mm-hmm.
When we need to be done playing racing video games, because we try to limit the amount of racing video games we allow him.
You play
we'll switch
with
to playing
physical
cars,
but pretend that you're playing video games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think I understand that. Yeah.
And that'll often be like, he'll give me the option of 5 cars. He'll be like, here's the 5 cars you've unlocked.
Got it. That's cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll say like, oh, I'll choose this one. And he's
yeah.
like, okay, great.
And then they're always like, actually, no, I want that one.
Yeah. And he's like, that one's actually locked.
Like, shit. Yeah.
How do I win it? You gotta win a race. Okay, well.
Okay.
So I think if you just kind of give, like, I'm sort of slotted into that mode of thinking already. So if you can kind of give these to me like a dialogue tree, like you're a NPC.
Okay, I see. Yeah, yeah. Hello, traveler. Welcome to my Dirty Sense and Sensibility name shop.
Ah, fair and well met.
I have Dirty Sense and Sensibility names for sale. Would you like to buy one?
Yes, please.
For 5 rupees, you can have Dildo B.
Dildo B? Makes me think of a bee with a dildo for a stinger. A little
for
bit.
7 rupees, you can have Lady Diddleton.
I kind of like that.
For 9 rupees, you can have Long John Diddleton.
That's better, because it still has the thing about diddling a ton.
For 50 rupees, you can have Fanny Dashwood. I didn't change anything there.
Yeah, that's good. Cut and print.
And for 1,000 rupees, you can have Colonel Handjob.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Is that Brandon Handjob?
Yeah, that's all Colonel Brandon Handjob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I think what was it? Big John...
Long John Diddleton?
Diddleton, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's me.
That's great.
Who are you?
I'd love to be Colonel Handjob.
Yeah, you strike me as a Colonel Handjob.
You know, just like kind of retiring, doesn't say a lot, but in many ways a man of action when push comes to shove, you know?
And really wears you down, I think.
Yeah.
It's sort of the message.
Yeah.
There's so this episode, hello, welcome to the Strange Bedfellows. We watched Andrew Davies 3-part. I guess in the 2008 US.
Sense
it was
and
a 3-part 2008 Sense.
It's fucking great. I hope you guys watched it because the rules of M elimination are that like once we've M eliminated a movie, it's stricken from the record. No one can ever speak about it again or look at it. So you can't watch it, though I think you should. It's pretty good.
Well, I mean, hopefully you did.
Yeah, hopefully you did. Yeah.
Don't get their hopes up. Mm-hmm. I guess something could happen, like the Library of Congress could decide that like Ang Lee's Sense and Sensibility is like outlawed.
Yeah, yeah. Then it would
in
be
which
back
case
on the
it's
record.
Like, maybe it's back on.
Yeah.
Like the possibility of that is so slim. I wouldn't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
And sorry to Andrew Davies too, because I feel like his whole like filmography is just going to get absolutely wrecked in this. In one of the early episodes, Mr. Guy, who's their uncle or cousin or whatever. Sir John Middleton.
Yes, Sir John Middleton, their cousin.
He's Diddleton.
Diddleton, yeah.
Says to Dashwood in an early episode, like, don't worry about Iron Man's dad.
Yeah.
Marianne is into him now.
Yeah.
But just, like, stay the course, put on, like, a stiff upper lip, and just, like...
She'll get over it.
Stick around, and you'll be there to swoop in. And he was fucking right.
Yeah, he was totally right. Yeah, the Middletons, once again, I said this with Ang Lee's... When I last watched Ang Lee's Sense and Sensibility, I weirdly just, like, kind of identify with them.
It's sort of a sad... This one made me realize how sad the story actually is. Ang Lee's was a celebration.
Yeah.
Andrew Davies' films are not celebrations.
And it starts with smut.
Did it?
Yeah. The opening scene is of Willoughby, though you only see, like, his hands, seducing Colonel Brandon's... Charge. What do they call it? Ward. And it's very sensual and smutty.
Well, that's that Davies touch.
Like the Davies like goes back and like
it's like Watershed,
her.
Right?
We meet her and she's like, you know, she's been like her whole life has been ruined. She's got a new baby, and we meet her and we're like, man, she must be so pissed at Willoughby. And she's like, hey, so you think there's a chance?
I was wondering.
What? Speak.
If I could see him once more, I thought if he could see his child, he might.
Let's answer the question. Willoughby has just announced this engagement to a young woman of fortune.
Yeah, Willoughby's pretty charming in this one.
Do you want to do a real quick name generator with me?
Hashtag swoon. Yeah, please.
Willoughby gives, in this one, and probably the other one, he gives Marianne Dashwood a sexy horse. And
yeah, and it was such a charming thing too. Yeah, when he did it in this one,
very charming. And then Eleanor's like, "We don't have a stable. We can't have a horse. You have to go home."
Isn't she beautiful, Eleanor? She's the best present I could have wished for.
I bred her myself, Miss Dashwood. Docile, good-tempered, and exactly calculated to carry a woman. I hope you'll share her with your sister. I believe you both love to ride. What do you think of her?
Oh, she's a lovely creature. Just imagine, Eleanor, how delightful to gallop over the downs on her.
Yes, and it is very generous of you, Mr. Willoughby. But Marianne cannot possibly accept such a gift.
Eleanor, why ever not?
For reasons both of practicality and propriety.
Take the horse away. What the fuck?
Someone tried to give me a horse and be like, what am I going to do with a horse?
I can't have a horse. We, like, Jesus.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do with a horse?
Get this sexy horse out of my fucking garden right now. So horse's name, Queen Mab.
Forgive me.
There's nothing to forgive.
Yes. I put you and your sister in an awkward position. It was thoughtless of me. I should have considered more carefully. And I beg your pardon for it. But, Marianne, the horse is still yours. I shall keep it, only until you can claim it. And when you leave Barton to form your own establishment, Queen Mab shall receive you.
Oh, yeah. Good name for a horse.
And our name generator is What Will You... Name the sexy horse that Willoughby gave you.
Oh, I get to rename it?
Yeah.
Is Dildo B taken?
Dildo B is already taken.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know if this is one of those name generators where we just pick a name. I was thinking a little more structure to it. Queen Mab is, many things, but the thing that it is in this case definitely is the name of a Shelley poem.
Okay.
So I figured we could just find this nice list of Shelley poems and find a mechanic by which we can pick our own Shelley poem to name our sexy horse that Willoughby gave us. So folks, this name generator is mandatory, so you have to post the name of the sexy horse that Willoughby gave you on our Facebook group, Baby Nation on Facebook. And what do you like?
Oh, well, here's one here called Hymn to Intellectual Beauty. And I think calling a horse intellectual beauty is kind of nice.
Yeah, well, I kind of want to just... I guess maybe you can just pick. Are we allowed to just pick?
It's my fucking horse.
Yeah, I'm torn between The Witch of Atlas, which is a very good horse name.
That's a good horse name.
Or Music When Soft Voices Die, which is a very good emo band name.
And a pretty, like, yeah, haunting horse name.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I want to call my sexy horse that Willoughby gave me.
Yeah. Well, then I think I might go with the full... If we're, like, racing these horses together, yeah, or if they're spending any time together...
Yeah.
I don't want yours to feel out of place with such a long name, so I'll go with the full Hymn to Intellectual Beauty for mine.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Wow, Alastor or the Spirit of Solitude would also be a really good horse name.
Yeah.
Honestly, Love's Philosophy, The Devil's Walk, A Dirge. These are all really good horses.
Great, sexy horses.
The Mask of Anarchy.
I think we've discovered something. I should write like a academic treatise about, like, I think I've figured out how Shelley wrote his poems.
Ode to the West Wind. God, that's a good horse name.
He first thought of a really good sexy horse name, wrote it down, and then, like, figured out the poem.
He, like,
later
retired from poetry when he ran out of, like, when his, like, big horse name list that he got from, like, Satan ran out of names. So that's good.
Pretty good. Great. Everybody got their sexy horse names. Everybody can, depending on how many rupees you have, choose your own.
Yeah. Sorry about the rupee system.
Dirty Sense and Sensibility name. And I think we should take a break. And then I've got a letter for us to be better when we come back.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I would love that. You.
Yeah. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows. Okay, we're back. This is a hit segment where we, a bit better, a letter, and it's called...
Letter Babetterers.
Babetterer.
Letter Babetterers.
Baletter Babetterers.
It's the letter.
Is it the baletter baletter burbers?
It's the
God.
It's
this is so hard to do. It's baletter baletter burbers.
No, it's it's letter Babetterers.
Okay, yeah. Got it. I'm just not even gonna try.
Yeah. So
I think that would be safer.
We haven't really said what happens in the movie, but it's like, come on, guys. You got
it. Oh, it's Sense and Sensibility. It's a Jane Austen novel. You probably read it in high school, but if not, you probably saw the Ang Lee one. But if not, hopefully you saw the Andrew Davies one.
The main thing that happens to Marianne is that she falls in love with Willoughby, Iron Man's dad.
Dominic Cooper.
And in this one, Andrew Davies absolutely fell asleep on the job. Not once does Marianne say, Willoughby!
No, not
Which
really.
Is
well,
such a
actually,
trick.
That's not true, because at one point she runs into like a dinner party.
Yeah.
Where I think she discovers that Willoughby is a scoundrel.
Yeah.
And she comes in and says, Willoughby, right as the music grinds to a halt.
Willoughby!
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, but she doesn't say, Willoughby!
No, she doesn't say,
Willoughby!
But it was pretty like, oh boy, that sucked for her.
So she falls in love with Willoughby. It really kind of seems like he's into her, too. He gets a lock of her hair. He gives her a sexy horse. All the things that you would expect any bystander would be like, next stop, everybody's getting married.
They do a big kiss. He shows her his estate and says, this will all be yours one day. Let's do a big kiss right here.
Yeah.
And they do it.
But suddenly he just fucks off to London. She follows him and he is like roping to her and
help
he writes
me,
her a letter.
Help me. Stop.
Okay.
You're getting too far away. Help me. I want like a he went to Jared, but I want Jared to be like a horse pun.
I see. So it's like, it's an ad for like a horse, like yeah. People who sell horses, and they are kind of in the same marketing lane as Jared, where it's like, it's for like people who are about to get married.
Yeah. Get her a horse.
He went to.
So we need like horse lingo. That's like Jared. You know?
I want to say like mare-id.
Horse terms.
Like a mare.
Oh yeah. He went to.
Okay, I've got one. I'm raising my hand.
Gallup?
That's pretty good. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, please.
If you're willing to accept, instead of Jared, every kiss begins with K.
Yeah.
Can we do every horse begins with hay?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Can I continue
and
saying
it's like
what
a
I
was... hay?
Yeah, because you have to like buy a
it's
bunch
like a
of hay.
Hay manufacturer, like distributor. It's like a
yeah,
farmer, I guess.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. So it's a hay store. It's hay. It's called
like
hay,
it.
Hay, yeah. Hay. Hay's hay. And the way we're marketing our hay is like the thing of how you give someone a sexy horse when you want to marry them. But
yeah.
You can't do that unless you like buy a lot of hay from us because you got to feed the horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say
it's like how Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like every Nintendo Switch they sell is a loss.
Yeah.
Because they make all their money on Nintendo video games.
That's great. Yes, exactly.
So it's like, I'm selling you this horse at a loss because I know you're going to keep coming back for hay.
For hay. Exactly. Yeah. That's great. All right. I think we got there. Every horse begins with hay. That's trademarked. So Willoughby writes a real mean letter to her. And there are a couple things that are wrong with this letter.
He returns the hair.
Yeah.
Does he ask for the horse back?
It doesn't. I think he already took the horse back. He's like, I guess I'll keep the horse.
All right.
Because Eleanor was like, we can't have a horse.
Can't afford a horse. Yeah.
He writes her letter, and there are two things wrong with the letter. Thing one, it's mean.
Yeah. Okay.
And thing two.
Let me get in a mean mind space. Are we trying to like, what are we doing here? What's
well,
our
I've
role?
Got. I've got something. I've got an angle for you. And it's related to thing two.
Okay.
I've done a little bit of work on this already, and I need you to help me get across the finish line.
Okay.
And the thing is, in the movie, the letter is being read out, and it ends with the signature, I am dear madam, but then doesn't say, Willoughby, which is such a fucking mistake. Like, he, like, doesn't sign off with his name. So I think we can fix that.
I would will Willoughby.
You would will Willoughby.
I would will Iron Man's dad, Willoughby.
Yeah.
I would marry...
Colonel Brandon.
No, I would marry Edward.
You would marry Edward and you'd Fred Colonel Brandon? I guess he has a nice estate.
Edward needs to get out of his obligation first with that horrible woman.
Mrs. Steele. Listen, yeah. I've sent you the letter.
Okay.
And I want to read you my first sentence that I think solves the Willoughby problem. It's such a mistake to leave your name out when you've got a name like Willoughby, which is like just fucking slaps.
Yeah, it's so close to Dildo B.
It's so close to Dildo B. So here's his letter.
Oh, Eleanor, it's the worst.
Worse than I ever imagined. It's as if I never knew him.
My dear madam, I'm very much concerned to find there was anything in my behaviour last night that did not meet your approbation. If I have been so unfortunate as to give rise to a belief of more than I felt, I entreat your forgiveness. My affections have been long engaged elsewhere. I return your letters as you request, together with a lock of hair which you so obligingly bestowed on me. I am, dear madam...
I can't understand it, Eleanor. We were like two halves of the same soul. It's contemptible.
The first sentence of his letter is this. My dear madam, I am very much concerned to find there was anything in my behavior last night that did not meet your approbation. So here's how I've bebettered that sentence, and then I think once you hear this, you're going to be able to help me kind of land this plane.
This is going to give me the direction I need to, because I don't know if I'm coming, if I'm trying to like reignite some passion with her, if I'm trying to seem icy.
I want to make this letter a little bit less mean, and I want to Willoughby it up a lot more. Okay, he doesn't even say Willoughby, but you can't just say Willoughby, Willoughby, Willoughby. I mean, you could.
But
here's what you can do. So instead of my dear madam, I'm very much concerned to find there was anything in my behavior last night that did not meet your approbation. I have my womanly symphony, or chickadee. I think chickadee is better. My womanly chickadee. I am visually wriggly if I see villainy history in re me yesterday.
Yesterday is a pretty, like,
do you want to say
generous rhyme.
Yesterday? Because some people say yesterday.
Yeah, you're not one of them, typically. Let's think.
So you want? So you see where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday just didn't quite...
It hit bad. Okay.
I felt... I was with you. I felt like I was listening to Twista.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so my womanly chickadee, I am visually wriggly if I see villainy history in re me...
Vicinity?
Oh, in your vicinity. That's good. In re me, in your vicinity. It's like in re colon me. You know?
Yeah.
In re me, in your vicinity. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We then can repeat that to get the notion of like, I'm sorry if it didn't meet your approbation by just saying, did you see villainy history in re me, in your vicinity?
Like, should we say pardon the soliloquy?
Oh, that's great.
Just because, like, I would hate to, like, say the same phrase twice.
Okay, yeah.
Sort of separating it a little bit.
I love that. Okay. So the next sentence is, if I had been so unfortunate as to give rise to a belief of more than I felt, I entreat your forgiveness. And it's occurring to me now that we could sum that entire thing up just by saying, into me?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Okay.
Although, is that sort of sending a false signal to her? Are we sort of saying, like, what are you, like, into me?
Into me? Like, what about, like, shouldn't be?
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Into me? Shouldn't be.
Initially seen sweetly, or I want, like, a three-syllable word.
For what?
To say, like, initially, although your advances were taken kindly, you're no longer invited to be into me.
Oh, licitly is good, because it means aloud. So initially licitly, and then we just need to say now bad.
Initially licitly.
Well, oh, I've got it. I've got a thought. Because he's getting married to someone else, he could say, this would be bigamy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so this would be bigamy.
So the next sentence is, my affections have been long engaged elsewhere. Yes, I guess we've already said that. This would be bigamy.
Right.
I entreat your forgiveness.
So we're clear there.
And then so finally he says, I return your letters as you request, with the lock of hair you obligingly bestowed on me.
Okay, so...
What about letters you're sending me will all be...
That's good. Tactfully...
Ooh, tactfully is good. Instantly is maybe better. Will all be instantly. We just need something for return.
I know, I'm thinking.
You could say something like, given to thee. It's a little antiquated, but it is kind
Return
of old
to
time.
Thee?
Shipped to thee.
That's pretty good.
I mean, we've already made this letter so much better.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be perfect.
We're allowed a couple B pluses.
Okay, great. So, with the lock of hair you obligingly bestowed on me.
That's already almost there.
Yeah.
Bestowed on me is good.
Hairily?
Packaged internally.
Oh, that's good.
Find in, please, internally... the bit of weave
Ooh, bit of weave is good.
Bestowed to me.
What about, will you see internally a bit of weave bestowed on me? That's great.
Okay.
So then he says...
Let's read it back.
Well, this is it. Then he says, I am, dear madam. And then he just kind of trails off in the movie. But I think we can really stick the landing here if we just say, I am, dear madam.
Yeah.
Willoughby.
Willoughby. Okay. Hit me.
Okay. Tell me if this sounds, A, less mean, and B, it like solves the problem of him failing to say Willoughby at any point in his letter.
Just looking for something a little grabby or two.
But, and it says the same thing, Andrew Davies.
No offense to Andrew James. Davies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to hear it read back.
Okay. My womanly chickadee, I am visually wriggly if I see villainy history in re me in your vicinity. Did you see villainy history in re me in your vicinity? Pardon the soliloquy. Into me? Shouldn't be. Initially, licitly. This would be bigamy. Letters you're sending me will all be instantly shipped to thee. Will you see internally a bit of weave bestowed on me? I am, dear madam, Willoughby.
You know who I think should be most on guard about that?
Yeah.
Who should just sort of like hear that, what do we call it? Letter babetter?
Babettered letter. It's a babettered letter, yeah.
The person who should hear that letter babettering and be like shaking in their fucking like colonial American boots is Hamilton guy.
Oh, yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
100%. And you know who else I think? Will I Am. Because, like, what if it was Will O.B.?
Wow. That's pretty good.
And we just wouldn't need Will I Am if we had
we
Will
We should
O.B.
bring back those epic rap battles of history. Remember those?
Yeah.
Why'd they stop doing those?
Yeah.
I guess because the internet died.
Well, let's send this babettered letter to Lin-Manuel. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, Inspo.
Inspo, Sense and Sensibility musical.
Do Andrew Davies Sense and Sensibility the musical.
Wow.
Sounds great.
Pretty good. We've just got a few minutes left, and I think it's time to... Well, last time, we didn't really talk about this, but last time I tried to summon Arbiter Tanner, some fucking, like, country bumpkin...
You sent me back to, like, fucking, like...
From Jane Austen times.
Regency time. I don't know what it was. Everything was filthy. Everyone was talking like an SAT person. SAT administrator.
Well, hopefully that won't happen. I think we just got our wires crossed. But I'm going to send you to the future, and I'll bring Arbiter Tanner back here. And it's for our hit segment. It's called On the One Hand.
Okay.
Great.
Oh, Jack Shepard, how pleased I am to see you. Oh, how lovely it is to be in your time once again. I was just in, like, what year would it have been? 1800?
1800, roughly, I think. That sounds about right.
I was just in old England, 1800, hence the accent.
Yeah. I think, but
and
for
I
you,
was,
it's current England.
Sorry, yes. Well, there's a new England.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, over across the pond.
Okay, yeah, no, we know about that. It's, like, not that exciting anymore.
It's pretty new.
Yeah, for us, it's, like, not.
Oh.
Still do call it that.
Oh, there's not a newer one?
No, as far as I know, not really. The reason I is some... Well, I was looking for someone else, but it's Barrister Tanner. It's nice to have you, and since I do have you...
pleased to be here.
It's a segment where we talk about the Rotten Tomatoes reviews of the film and whether they're good or not. It's called On the One Hand, and I couldn't find any. They didn't do it on Rotten Tomatoes.
What is a film?
It's like, imagine if a play was like...
Like the film on a bog?
Yeah, it's like that. Sure.
Okay. You throw Rotten Tomatoes. I know the Rotten. We talked about the Rotten.
We talked
tomatoes
about the Rotten Tomatoes, but this time we don't have Rotten Tomatoes review of this. No one threw any Rotten Tomatoes or withheld any for this particular film. But so I've pulled some positive and some negative reviews from Amazon.
Do we know about the Amazon in 1800?
Do you mean
It's a site?
The site of some kind of battle.
Sure. And I've also pulled some from Goodreads. And you do know about Goodreads.
Oh, I've done lots of good reading.
And I should say also,
from the good book,
any reviews of the movie at all. So it's a review.
Every Sabbath.
I've only pulled reviews of the book.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a, I'm doing my best here.
Okay.
But you're familiar with the book. I think it's just come out. Sense and Sensibility. Jane Austen. It's her first one.
Female author?
Yeah.
No, give me George Eliot any day. So thank you.
Not around yet. This is the first one. It's a segment within a segment where we talk about the positive reviews of the film. It's called On the One Hand, and I've pulled a review from Amazon from someone called Gene, who gave this
Austin
book. Yeah, Gene Austin, who gave this book 4 stars on June 18th, 2023, with her review titled "As Ordered." Checkmark emoji.
Okay, so it sounds like everything went well.
Gene says, "I haven't begun reading it. I thought I was ordering a different book. My mistake."
Well, I hope you look forward to it.
I don't totally know where the 4 stars come from.
Heard it's good. I guess the 4 stars comes from the enthusiasm she feels for, like, getting to, like, looking forward to reading it.
And it's definitely her mistake. I wonder what she was trying to order.
I guarantee you I know what she was trying to order, because I did it today, or I started to do it last night and then did it again today, where I went to go search for the film we were watching, 2008's Pride and Prejudice.
Got it. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? There is no 2008 Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah. Well, because 2008 hasn't happened yet in your time.
Yes, of course.
And that's what happened. You went to your local bookseller to try to get Sense and Sensibility.
Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I went to go purchase Pride and Prejudice. I've gotten Sense and Sensibility. I'm looking forward to reading it. Yeah. 4 stars.
This is a segment within a segment where we talk about the negative reviews of the book, in this case, on Goodreads, and it's called On the Other Hand, and I've got just a few of those, and the first one's from Moopies.
From the movies?
No, from Moopies. Moopies gave this book 1 star on March 17th, 2015, with the following review. Hated this! That's like, what
hated
is it?
What, the book?
5 snaps in Z formation, you know? In living color.
Before
4 snaps. Yeah. Hated this. The book.
Book.
Yeah. Here's what Moopies says. There's more.
Interesting.
Hated this. It's all caps. That's why I'm saying it like that.
Maybe,
and also
just means
in living
like the
color.
Print quality.
Hated this. I should read it again, but I hated how, spoiler alert, the stupid younger girl got the super rich guy Marianne. And the sad older girl got the one she wanted, but only as a pauper. I thought your world was all about your characters having everything they ever wanted, Jane. Well, I guess it may well be that the older one wanted to marry a pauper, but that's a bum.
Okay. Let's introduce my new hit segment. It's called Is Edward Casaubon is always what
Edward
I want to call him. Edward Ferrer's
a bum.
A bum.
No, he's got Colonel Brandon gives him the fucking curate job on his lovely estate. He's gonna be fine. He's not a pauper.
Yeah, and also he's lovely and very handsome.
Moopy's like, it's such a mercenary review of this book.
What were Eleanor's other options, Moopy?
You got hung up on the fact that Edward gave up his fortune to be with the woman he loves. Like, I
cannot believe. Who else was interested in Eleanor, Moopy?
Yeah, nobody else was interested in Eleanor, Moopy. Okay, I've got a couple more. The second one, Barrister Tanner, is from Flicker Like Shadows Dancing Beyond the Flames.
My horse. I'm glad you invited him in. I didn't realize he bubbled in with me.
Yeah, your sexy horse gave this book 1 star on January 13th, 2023, with the following review. I don't think this is going to make much sense to you, Barrister Tanner. Nope. Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 8 Episode 1 had a better plot.
Brooklyn in the colonies.
I doubt
over
it.
In the Americas.
Yeah.
Read it again.
Nope. Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 8 Episode 1 had a better plot.
I'm going to refresh myself.
It's just such a weird benchmark to judge books by.
It, was it a bad one or a really good one is where I'm confused.
I don't know. I don't think it's famously bad.
It's not a memorable one to me, so it's, okay. I'm having a lot of trouble.
I mean, different strokes for different folks, but I think pretty much all having of them a lot were of pretty good.
Trouble putting it in context.
Yeah.
I've got and I haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah, because you don't have television in your time.
No.
This next one comes from Emily, who gave the film 1 star on May 9th, 2023, with the following. I disagree with it, but it's like, it's a concise review.
Okay.
What's that smell? It's this book. It stinks.
Okay.
I mean, it's not true, but
I don't know if it stinks. I would say, like, Andrew Davies' adaptation of it certainly makes it like a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit more like melancholy, Andrew Davies.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Final word. This review is from Jackson, who gave the film, the book, a 1 star on February 27th, 2017, in the following review. Austin's first novel, very bad, needs work. Shows no promise. Extremely dull. Needs action. Maybe a chapter where all the characters get punched in the face.
And like, I think we can workshop that suggestion, but I appreciate the suggestion, Andrew.
I disagree with the fact the idea that it's bad, needs work, shows no promise, is extremely dull.
Shows no promise is the most troubling for me there, because she did write 5 other books, and most of them were like astonishing hits.
I gotta say, don't tell anyone, but Sense and Sensibility is probably my least favorite Jane Austen novel. I mean, it's still my 6th favorite novel.
Least favorite of all the Jane Austen novels.
I think so, probably, yeah. You know,
that's
changes over time.
Thought.
I still really like it.
Sure. Okay, then we're doing it. Here we are, everyone. It's the hot news segment. It's like the stock market.
Yeah.
It's the, like, Aust market. There's got to be something better we can do there.
Don't like that at all, yeah.
As new stocks are kind
I've got it. The New York Stock Exchange.
That's good. Yeah. Everyone, bing, 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 bing. Welcome to the New York Stock Exchange. Sorry all about all the noise. There's a lot of traders down here. As new Jane Austen adaptations are introduced into the official
Sorry,
canon.
Am I speaking with Barrister Tanner still? Or did he go?
Yes, actually, it's old-fashened. It's like ticker tape and all the noise you're hearing. It's a sub-segment
of... A lot of sexy horses
Barrister
walking around.
Tanner, it's the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
Whereas new Jane Austen adaptations are introduced into the official canon of our podcast...
And they've got, like, cool, like, stock symbols. It's like SNSE.
The new properties do either increase or decrease the value of stock of each of these Jane Austen books.
Okay, I see. And so the question before us is, has Andrew Davies
increased? And I think you're really the... I don't have a strong enough opinion on the Jane Austen books. I think it's wild to me that Sense and Sensibility is 6th.
Yeah, but it's still... amazing.
So did Andrew Davies help improve or
I think
decrease the stock price?
Stock report says stock's going up.
Up?
Yeah.
Wow. You're an enigma today to me, man. You're sitting here telling me that, okay, so what is going for a higher stock price right now in the Jane Austen, in the
all
New
of the
York
others.
Stock Exchange? But what is it? Is it close to like beating something else out?
I think probably, I don't know. I just change every time.
What are we close to? What's trading for around the same?
I guess I gotta say Emma.
Like, what's one of the good ones to
They're
you?
They're all good. That's the thing. They're all,
oh my God,
incrementally a little bit
this
better.
This is
gonna
be a very difficult
segment. Here's the thing.
For me.
I think Mansfield Park is underrated and fucking rules. I fucking love Persuasion. Every time I read it, it's the one I've maybe read the most. Northanger Abbey, so funny. It's
Firebrand.
Probably the funniest. And then Pride and Prejudice is Pride and Prejudice. You just can't like fuck with the king. And
you're
so like
the,
what are you going to do?
Like
so
the like Ben Shapiro of Jane Austen takes.
Yeah. Barrister Tanner, I'm going to send you home. You have to
thank
go.
Thank you. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I withhold my Rotten Tomatoes from, what am I doing?
You just have to like say which one's the best. And it's, I think it's the guy who said, everyone's, what's that smell?
No, it was everyone. It said it was a good book.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The person who ordered the wrong book and hasn't read it.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye, Barrister Tanner. Hello, regular Tanner. Sorry. It looks like we got our wires crossed again and I sent you to the wrong place.
It sucked. There were so many sexy horses. I just like couldn't take my pick, you know?
Yeah. Did you see Flicker Like Shadows dancing beyond the flames out there?
Mm.
Barrister Tanner was looking for him.
Lovely horse.
What a beast, huh?
Yeah.
We have to go, I think. I think we have to go.
Yeah, please. I would love to.
Let's get out of here. Guys, it's a good film. You're not allowed to watch it. It's been M-eliminated, unfortunately. But it was, is very good. It's the 2008 Sense and Sensibility.
M-elimination 2.
Yeah.
The Dashwood Smash Good.
Yeah.
Please join us next week for Emilination 3.
Yes.
Oh, what, I guess do, we what are
figure
we
figure it out.
Do we want to do something?
Yeah, I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very much for bearing with me. I'd like to thank the Baby Bees and the Bee Babies and the Baby Nation. We'll get you some Austin names at some point, but I don't have one just now. Very much for bearing with us. And I'd like to remind everybody that you have to subscribe to our
shit earlier. What was
Patreon.
That? Killabees.
Killabees is pretty good. The Willoughby Killabees.
Yeah.
But Willoughby's so bad and mean.
Well, he's pretty hot.
You have to subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast. We need you in there. It's only $5 a month. It helps to support the show. You get another show. And we're very grateful to the people who have done it. And please consider checking us out over there. No, you do. And we both
do. No, I don't care. I'm pretty disaffected right now because we're doing my so-called life.
And oh, I see. Yes. It's the
careless 90s, sarcastic, ironic 90s.
Yeah. everybody needs to join our Facebook group. Post your sexy horse names, you know, anything else you want. Just sound off in the comments. We love to read the comments on the Facebook page. Let us know how you're enjoying this Austin content block.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Shelley, but I don't know why it wouldn't be Shelley. They're all A pluses.
Incredible. And what else? We should say what we watched this week was a film. It's called Sense and Sensibility 2008 by Andrew Davies. And next week,
what are we sticking with? Austin?
Yeah, it's all Austin all the time. Chaos.
Austin adaptations.
We didn't do much in that
we
space.
Didn't advance
today.
The branding much
no.
today.
That's all right. We've got time. We're really going to stretch out and kind of enjoy this.
I want to go to a new Austin
There's
book
a
if you'll allow me.
There's a killer Mansfield Park. Yeah. Tell me.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. I want to move to a new. We've
Should
done.
We do a Mansfield
Emma,
Park.
Emma. We've done Sense and Sensibility. Yeah. Is there a Mansfield Park?
Yeah. There's a. I think the 1999 Mansfield Park is very good. If memory serves.
1999 Mansfield.
I
just want to get
Ooh,
a little
I hope
flavor
this is the
of
the right one. If not, there's plenty more to watch. Is this one? Oh, wait. Is she going to do a...
I feel good about this. It's got someone called Fanny Price in it? No, that's... Who plays Fanny Price? Tell me who plays Fanny Price. Francis O'Connor.
All right, let's watch it. I've seen a good Mansfield Park. I don't know if this is it. I may not have seen it, and I'm worried that they're going to do a Lizzie Bennet. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. It's Fanny...
Oh, do you think they're going to Deadpool?
They're not going to Deadpool. They're going to make her like...
Is Deadpooling part of Lizzie Bennetting?
No. You don't okay. you can
is it,
Deadpool.
Is it part of could it be part of it?
It could be, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. We are watching the 1999 Mansfield Park next week. Until then, I have been Colonel Handjob.
Oh shit. And my name is
Long John Diddleton.
Long John Diddleton. Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
We might be childhood friends.